Leadership. Introduction. Congratulations, our pitch deck was successful. Language has secured enough funding to hire a full staff of writers, animators, marketers, programmers, project managers, support staff, as well as heads of finance and operations to keep this machine running smoothly. In total, they'll be hiring 18 people. With so many people running around, the workplace can get very chaotic very quickly. It's important for management to step in and lay the groundwork for such a quick expansion. These 18 employees will need to be arranged into teams, brought up to speed on the various processes at the company, and finally, given managers to report to. All of these changes depend on excellent communication to come to fruition. What better tool to support your organization's leadership than PowerPoint? Organizational structure. Here are a few organizational structures we could utilize in our company, all illustrated with organizational charts, which are graphical representations of the company structure. Horizontal or flat structure. Small companies and startups don't need complex structures. Most likely, everyone speaks to each other and wears many hats. This flat or horizontal structure is essentially a flat line, with most employees operating on the same level of authority without a hierarchy of multiple levels of management. This structure allows employees to make decisions quickly and independently, something that larger companies lose with all their structure. Hierarchical structure. A hierarchy is a system or organization in which people or groups are ranked one above the other according to status or authority. In terms of organizational structure, this means that employees are grouped together and each person should have one clear supervisor. This doesn't mean there is only one way of using the hierarchical structure. You can group employees and their supervisors by function, geography, or product they work on. The hierarchical structure is the most common structure of large organizations. International corporations and governments probably also utilize the hierarchical structure, with different levels of management, power, and authority. Matrix structure. A matrix organization structure is less traditional than the hierarchical structure. Instead of rigid groups of employees in a hierarchy, employees are mapped in a matrix that allows them to be grouped differently for different tasks or projects and report to a different manager for each. For example, all engineers may be in one engineering department and report to an engineering manager. But these same engineers may be assigned to different projects and might be reporting to those project managers as well. One person could be reporting to a number of very different managers and be navigating different expectations from each. There are many more organizational structures that can be used in your organization. Some are quite new and innovative, such as the network structure that maps an organization much like an unruly and unstructured social network, or the divisional structure for enormous organizations that are broken up into separate divisions, each with their own leadership teams. For now, though, the hierarchical structure will meet our language needs. So the question is, just how to communicate the structure to our new and existing employees? Organizational charts help to get this message across to the whole team. Organizational charts. When deciding on the suitable organizational chart, it is important to have an understanding of the current organizational structure of your company. The chart used to communicate company structures has a big impact on the workflow and company culture. Do employees clearly understand who they will be reporting to? Or is it important that they feel that they have the authority to make decisions themselves? This can all be defined by how you map your organizational structure and convey it to the staff as you create your organizational chart. SmartArt. PowerPoint includes a feature named SmartArt that allows you to insert complex diagrams into your presentations. SmartArt includes a number of organizational charts to be included in your presentation. Which of the following SmartArt organization charts should we use for the hierarchical structure that we will be implementing at Language? Architecture layout. Shows hierarchical relationships that build from the bottom up. An architectural layout chart is organized with the biggest box at the bottom, followed by the middle, then the smallest. Circle picture hierarchy. Pictures appear in circles, with corresponding text appearing next to the pictures. In the circle picture hierarchy chart, insert images and write your text beside it. Hierarchy. A classic hierarchy diagram with hierarchical relationships progressing from top to bottom. With the hierarchy diagram, each box is connected to the one above. Hierarchy list. Used to show hierarchical relationships progressing across groups. Like the hierarchy diagram, each box is connected to the one above, but in groups. Horizontal hierarchy. Demonstrates hierarchical relationships progressing horizontally. With the horizontal hierarchy diagram, each box is connected to the previous. Horizontal labeled hierarchy. Displays hierarchical relationships progressing horizontally and grouped hierarchically. Like the horizontal hierarchy diagram, each box is connected to the previous, but with labels above each group. Horizontal multi-level hierarchy. Additional horizontal groupings allow multiple levels of hierarchy to be clearly shown. Similar to the horizontal hierarchy diagram, this chart includes additional horizontal groupings. Lined list. These are used to show large amounts of text divided into categories and subcategories. The lined list is useful for lists that have many categories and subcategories. Name and title organization chart. Demonstrates hierarchical information or reporting relationships in an organization. Similar to a hierarchy chart, the name and title organization chart has a spot for the name or titles of people working at an organization. Organization chart. Used to show hierarchical information or reporting relationships in an organization. Like a hierarchy chart, the organization chart displays additional information in each of the boxes. Picture organization chart. Conveys hierarchical information or reporting relationships in an organization with corresponding pictures. The picture organization chart has space for pictures as well as text in each box. Creating SmartArt graphics. How did we create a SmartArt diagram and populate it with the language organizational structure? 1. Create a new presentation for your own organization intended for internal communications among your staff. 2. Create a blank slide and in the Insert tab, in the Illustrations group, click the SmartArt button. 3. In the pop-up box that appears with the different SmartArt diagrams or drop-down menu on a Mac, select the hierarchy category in the menu on the left and then the hierarchy chart in the carousel on the right. 4. Enter your text by doing one of the following. Click Text in the Text pane and then type your text. Copy text from another location or program, click Text in the Text pane, and then paste your text. Click in a box in the SmartArt graphic, and then type your text. For best results, use this option after you add all of the boxes that you need. Editing SmartArt graphics. Of course, the SmartArt standard template is unlikely to fit your organization. In creating Language's organizational chart, we had to add multiple shapes to our SmartArt graphic to expand the size of each tier of the organization and add additional tiers. To edit your SmartArt chart, 1. Click the SmartArt graphic that you want to add another shape to. 2. Click the existing shape that is located closest to where you want to add the new shape. 3. On the SmartArt Design tab, in the Create Graphic group, click the arrow next to Add Shape. 4. Do one of the following. To insert a shape after the selected shape, click Add Shape After. To insert a shape before the selected shape, click Add Shape Before. To insert a shape above the selected shape, click Add Shape Above. To insert a shape below the selected shape, click Add Shape Below. Here is our final language organizational structure. With this chart, we are ready to expand the language team by bringing on new employees. We can now harness their incredible creativity, ingenuity, and synergy as a team by giving each person a clear understanding of their role in the organization and who they should look to for guidance, leadership, and support. Process. Having a clear hierarchy within your organization is good preparation for the jump in team members at Language. But if we haven't also put in place good processes for handling complex tasks, there is bound to be confusion. Every company or organization has a unique set of requirements and business processes to match. A business process is an action or set of actions that generally makes some changes to data and/or a product in the organization and is often just one step in a chain of processes. Here is a common business process found in many organizations: the purchasing process. This process is made up of three steps. 1. Receive an order. Check that the purchase came through and the product is in supply. 2. Invoicing. Create a receipt of payment. Send it to the customer. 3. Shipping products. Send the purchased product and update the inventory. SmartArt can also help us with documenting business processes. You can create a SmartArt process chart by clicking the SmartArt button in the Insert tab and selecting Process from the options on the left or from the drop-down list on Mac. Take a look through some of the process charts available through SmartArt. Basic process. Used to show a progression, a timeline, or sequential steps in a task, process, or workflow. This chart shows a basic progression from left to right. Circle accent timeline. Maps a series of events or timeline information with larger circles signifying major events and smaller circles their subsets. A circle accent timeline best represents a series or timeline of events. Converging text. Shows processes that converge into a single path. With the converging text chart, there is room for text in the middle of many paths converging into one. Equation. Shows processes that are part of an equation, with multiple tasks arriving at one conclusion. Use the equation chart when your process is part of an equation or when you have multiple tasks that come to one conclusion. Funnel. Like the equation chart, used to show how multiple processes converge towards a single outcome. Use the funnel chart when many processes or tasks funnel into one. Increasing arrows process. Sometimes steps in a process overlap, and that process can be captured in this chart. Step down process. Used to show a descending process with multiple steps and substeps. When you have multiple steps and substeps in the process, this chart can be useful. Sub-step process. This chart can be used to show a multi-step process by showing sub-steps in between the larger ones. This chart is useful when you have many steps with sub-steps between them. For the language purchasing process, we've selected the step-down process chart from the SmartArt options. This allows us to capture the major tasks as well as the subtasks involved in each. Formatting a SmartArt graphic. You can add shapes to your new process chart in the same way as you did to your organizational hierarchy. But did you know that you can also customize the appearance of a SmartArt chart? To ensure that our chart matches the style and color scheme of our existing language presentations, we've used the Change Colors button and drop-down menu as well as the Styles Carousel in the SmartArt Styles group of the SmartArt Tools Design tab. You can also change the size, location, and color of any individual element in your graphic. To do this, select the graphic and drag one of the handles that appear around its edges. With an element selected, the SmartArt Tools Format tab contains a number of tools to edit each shape. Shapes group. This includes the Change Shape button and drop-down menu to change a shape to an alternative, and the Larger and Smaller buttons to make a shape larger or smaller. Shape styles. This includes a carousel to change a shape's style, as well as buttons to change the color of various aspects of the shape by applying a shape fill, shape outline, and shape effects. WordArt styles. This contains tools in a carousel of WordArt styles that can be applied to the SmartArt graphics. There are also buttons to apply a text fill, text outline, and text effects, such as bevel, reflection, and glow. Arrange. This button produces an arrange group of tools in a drop-down menu for moving the SmartArt graphic behind or in front of other objects in the slide. In the process diagram of our new language presentation, we've changed the shapes and applied background texture as well as a WordArt style to the text and a glow effect to the arrows. Together, these effects form a more cartoony look in line with the language brand. There are many more SmartArt graphics available. Each type of diagram suits a different purpose. Let's create another SmartArt graphic for our onboarding presentation using what's called a cycle graphic and creating it from a list. Converting lists to SmartArt graphics. Often, SmartArt graphics are built on existing information, be it a list of employees or the existing company handbook. In order to save you time, PowerPoint allows you to convert an existing list into a SmartArt graphic. 1. Select the object containing the text you would like to convert into a SmartArt graphic. 2. On the Home tab in the Paragraph group, click Convert to SmartArt button. 3. In the drop-down gallery that appears, click the layout for the SmartArt graphic that you want to use. The gallery contains layouts for SmartArt graphics that work best with bulleted lists. To view the entire set of layouts, click More SmartArt Graphics at the bottom of the gallery, only on PC. This process will instantly convert a list into a SmartArt graphic so that you can quickly and easily create visual representations of your organization. We've converted a list of the language work ethic into a TechCycle SmartArt graphic and applied a style. The language onboarding presentation is shaping up nicely. Touching up. At this point, we've done a lot of formatting and styling to images, tables, charts, and graphs to get our presentations looking consistent and professional. But there are still a few tricks we need to learn about as we do some final touching up to our slides. Formatting shapes and text boxes. First, let's learn how to format our shapes and text boxes. You can create a shape on the current slide by clicking on the Shapes button and drop-down menu in the Illustrations group of the Insert tab. This will change your mouse cursor to a crosshair, which means that you can click and drag your mouse to select the size and location of your chosen shape. Once created, resizing the shape can be done by dragging its handles or set manually in the Size group of the Drawing Tools Format tab or Shape Format tab on Mac that appears in the ribbon when your shape is selected. The Drawing Tools Format tab, or Shape Format tab on Mac, contains many of the same wonderful tools that we explored in the SmartArt Tools Format tab, and more. Insert Shapes group. This group of tools allows you to modify the shape of your shape. You can create a new shape by clicking on one of the shapes in the carousel displayed. Edit the shapes form using the Edit Shape, Change Shape tool to transform it into another shape. Edit the shapes form using the Edit Shape Edit Points tool to manually move specific vertices of your shape. Create a new text box using the Text Box tool. Use the Merge Shapes tool to merge two or more shapes together. This tool is only applicable when multiple shapes overlap and are selected, and allows you to display the union of both objects. Combine the objects to highlight where they overlap. Fragment the objects to highlight the edges of their overlapping areas. Intersect the objects to only display the overlapping areas, and subtract one object from another to use one object as a mask for the other. Shapes Styles group. This group allows you to select a style to apply to your shape from the carousel of available styles. Styles may include color plans for your shape and any text that appears in the shape, as well as effects such as embossing and dropping a shadow behind the object. Alternatively, the Shape Fill, Shape Outline, and Shape Effects tools can be used to apply your own customized stylings to your shapes. WordArt Styles group. Did you know that you can write in any shape? If you double-click on a shape, a cursor will appear in the middle for you to write a message, making a shape very similar to a text box, just with a background behind it. When you write your text in the shape, you can edit it using the standard text editing tools in the Home tab, the Mini Toolbar, PC only, and the pop-up menu that appears when right-clicking on the text. However, you can also apply a preset style by selecting your shape or a part of the text within it, and clicking on a style in the carousel found in the WordArt Styles group of tools. To create your own custom WordArt stylings, use the Text Fill, Text Outline, and Text Effects tools to change the color of the text's inner fill and outline, or apply effects such as bevel, shadow, and glow. Other tools. There are several other tools available in the Drawing Tools Format tab, or Shape Format tab, on Mac, including Accessibility. This tool lets you set an alternative piece of text describing every image and is designed to support people with visual impairment. See the text box for more information. Arrange. Use the Arrange group of tools to format the positioning of your image on the slide. You should be familiar with the tools of this group by now. They let you bring forward or send backward relative to other objects in the same slide, align the object on your slide, group multiple shapes, and rotate or flip a shape. Size.
Change the height and width of a shape by manually inputting its dimensions.
Accessibility. When publishing your work for a public audience, you should consider the following question. Can everyone access my work? Ensuring everyone has equal access to opportunity is called accessibility. Modern technology has provided better accessibility to many people, including people with visual impairments, as they can now read documents through software that verbalizes the document's text, allowing them to hear the content of a document. Images, however, cannot be verbalized by a computer. In fact, technology is developing that can generate an accurate description of an image for the visually impaired, but it still has some way to go. In the meantime, there is a small additional step you can take to ensure full accessibility to your document, including images. Clicking on the Alt Text button in the Accessibility group of the Format tab produces an Alt Text sidebar in which you can enter a description of the image. If you like, you can even click the Generate a Description for Me button for PowerPoint's artificial intelligence software to detect what is in your image and generate a brief description for you. This is the developing technology mentioned above. If an image is just decorative, such that its description would not assist those with visual impairments in understanding the document content, then check the Mark as Decorative option. People using screen readers, or software that reads a document aloud, will be told that this picture is only decorative. All about the format. Formatting images. Images can also be formatted and stylized to enhance the appearance of your presentation. In the Images group of tools in the Insert tab, you can click the Pictures button to insert an image from a file, or the Online Pictures button to find the perfect image online. After you have entered a search term and hit Enter, you'll see a small filter button shaped like a funnel just above the search results. This filter tool allows you to be more specific in your image search, limiting it to image of a specific size, type, layout, or color. One file type available is clip art images, which are simple illustrations designed primarily for use in documents just like these. Once you do add an image to your slideshow and select it, you'll see that a Format tab, or Picture Format tab on Mac, appears in the ribbon. This tab contains all the tools available in PowerPoint to edit your image. We'll be using the following image of a plane to explore the tools in the Format tab. Removing a background. The first group of tools in the Format tab is the Adjust group, which lets you edit your image's appearance from within PowerPoint without using external photo editing software. This is a powerful tool. The Adjust group includes the Remove Background tool, which is useful for removing parts of an image, such as the background in a scenic photo, so that an image fits more seamlessly into your document. To remove a background, click the Remove Background button. This will cause a background removal tab to appear in the ribbon, which contains several buttons. You can use the Mark Areas to Keep and Mark Areas to Remove tools to prepare your image for formatting. Areas that are to be removed will be highlighted in purple. When you're ready to remove the selected areas of your image, click the Keep Changes button. Here is what our final plain image looks like now with the background partially removed. Applying corrections. The next tool in the Format tab is the Corrections button. Clicking the Corrections button produces a drop-down menu with different levels of sharpness or softness and brightness or contrast that can be applied to your image. If the image you want to use is too light or too dark for your needs, it can be corrected here. Editing color, artistic effects, and transparency. Still in the Adjusts group, the Color button will provide a drop-down menu with different color filters applied to your image, and the Artistic Effects button will provide a drop-down menu with different artistic filters that can be applied to your image. Below is our same image of a plane, still without a background, but given a glow edges artistic effect, which makes it look much more futuristic. Finally, the Transparency button provides its own drop-down menu, offering different levels of transparency to apply to your image. This is useful if your image needs to be displayed on top of another image or piece of text. Compressing pictures. Next is the Compress Pictures tool, which allows you to set the resolution for your image. Resolution is the number of pixels, individual points of color, contained on a display monitor or document.
We list resolution in terms of how many points or pixels exist in an area of 1 inch by 1 inch. If you plan on printing a document, your images should have a resolution of at least 220 ppi, points per inch. Anything less than that likely won't look sharp enough when printed. That's why this is called the Compress Pictures tool. The resolution defines how compressed your image is, or how much space exists between each point of color in your image. You can choose to apply the chosen resolution to this image alone by checking the Apply Only to This Picture checkbox. Replace and reset image. Finally, the last two tools of the Adjust group allow you to replace your image with another image or reset its appearance. Replacing an image is useful as it keeps the same placement of your original image and automatically deletes it and slots in the chosen replacement. The Change Picture button will allow you to switch out your image. It's the button with an icon of an image and an inward pointing arrow, or simply the Change Picture text on a Mac. Finally, Reset Image undoes all the formatting you've done to your image. If you click the little arrow connected to the Reset button, you'll find an additional option called Reset Picture and Size. This will undo not only any formatting you've done, but any resizing of the original image as well. Styling a picture. The tools for adjusting a picture within PowerPoint are impressive. The next set of tools in the Format tab, the Picture Styles group, don't style the picture itself, but rather affect the way in which the image is presented. In the Picture Styling Carousel, or Quick Styles drop-down menu on Mac, you'll find many different styles to apply to your image. They will usually add a frame with a shadow effect and crop your image to fit inside. They can even rotate and skew your image to make it look as if it exists in 3D space. If you don't like the preset formatting combinations available in the Picture Styling Carousel, then you can apply your own border and effect settings to your image by clicking the Picture Border and Picture Effects buttons, respectively, to produce a drop-down menu. In the Picture Border drop-down menu, submenus allow you to choose your image border's color, weight, and dashes style. The Picture Effects drop-down menu, on the other hand, allows you to give your image some impressive effects. Shadow makes your image look as if it is being suspended slightly above the page. Reflection places a reflection below your image, as if it is over a lake or mirror. Glow places a soft glow around the edges of your image. Soft edges causes the edges of your image to fade out gradually for a softer effect. Bevel makes your image appear to be curved like a three-dimensional object. 3D rotation rotates your image as if it was a 3D object. Crop. There is one other tool in the Picture Tools Format tab that's important for us to learn about, and that is the Cropping tool. The Crop tool, located in the Size group in the Format tab, allows you to resize your image. If you click the Crop button, you'll see that black handles appear on the sides and corners of your image. You can drag these handles to make your image smaller. To complete your image crop, deselect the image by clicking somewhere else on the screen or pressing Enter. You can access more crop options by clicking the arrow below the Crop button or to its right on a Mac. For example, you can select Crop to Shape, which will allow you to apply shapes to your image, or select Aspect Ratio to crop your image to a specific square, portrait, or landscape proportion. With these finishing touches, you'll be able to take your already impressive presentations that extra mile. With that done, it's time to focus on the presentation. Leadership 2. If you're a seasoned public speaker, then you won't be intimidated when it's time to present these new pieces of the onboarding presentation to your recently hired employees. In fact, you're probably excited for the opportunity to speak. For others, it takes a little more work. Let's learn about some communication principles that you can apply in your own career. Principle number one, find your voice. The first principle of public speaking is to be engaging. Many people adopt a generic voice and tone when they give a speech, sounding strangely unnatural. The reason so many people adopt this tone when they speak is that it is a layer of defense against revealing yourself on that podium. When giving a generic speech, in a generic tone, the speaker can convince themselves that they are just delivering the words that someone else could. There is no personal requirement to reveal oneself and build a real connection with the group.
But it's important to resist that urge and find your true voice when giving a speech or presentation. Let people hear the real you, with your beliefs and emotions. If your speech is personal, revealing personal information and/or emotions, the audience will pay attention. You need to find your voice all the time in written communiques, such as your pitch deck or emails. One useful way to do this is to choose language that matches your unique personality. While it's important to be professional and not compose an email or presentation as if you were on the basketball court, you don't have to use generic language or sound like your boss. There's no need to hide who you are in the workplace. Having a unique voice and perspective will make you an asset to any organization. Principle number 2, command the space. A good public speaker knows how to command a space by projecting themselves as confident, even if they are terrified. There are many small indicators of how confident a person is, but the most obvious are their posture, the way they speak, and whether or not they look people in the eye. Make sure you stand, speak, and act in a way that lets your audience see that you are calm and positive about your chances of convincing the audience to believe in you and your ideas. Principle number 3, stick to your message, slow down, and pare down. No matter how interested they are, every audience has a limited attention span, and with the advent of social media and smartphones, it's not getting any longer. Working memory is the part of the brain that relates to being attentive and manipulating information in the short term. Research shows that most of our working memories are only capable of processing 4 to 7 items at any one time. So find the core point you are trying to communicate to your audience and stick to it. Of course, when it comes to speaking about your passion, there is a desire to share a million details that paint a full picture. The truth is, however, that most of this information is counterproductive. Most people are simply not able to jump into your level of expertise and follow along. Always keep it simple. Principle number 4, practice, practice, practice. We've discussed this already, and this tip is repeated so often that it's almost cliche. But practicing your speech repeatedly allows you to arrange your thoughts and memorize your content so that you don't need to look at speech cards and can make smooth transitions between slides. These elements are imperative if you want to appear confident and command the space, as discussed earlier. Before a speech, many people go over their speech in their head, as it's easier than finding a time and place to stop everything and speak to an imaginary audience. While this does help in some circumstances, rehearsing your speech mentally never matches completely to a live presentation. As you speak sentences aloud, you may realize that your speech is too long or short, or needs more engaging language. The more practice you can get in before the big day, the better. Principle number 5, leave your mark. As mentioned earlier, it's important to be yourself, find your voice, and not go over the top. So what does it mean to leave your mark while still being yourself? First of all, be creative. If people can predict your next step, they might think they can afford to switch off and not pay attention. Keeping things fresh and engaging doesn't mean you need to have smoke and explosion effects built into your presentation. Simply switching up the format every few slides, say from presenting information to posing a question to the audience, is enough to keep them on their toes. Another way to ensure that your presentation is memorable is by viewing your purpose as serving your audience. Make sure that your presentation in some way meets a need of your audience, and they'll remember it. That doesn't mean you have to solve every problem in one shot. In fact, it's a good idea to leave the audience wanting more. That way, the audience remembers who you are and what they still need to learn from you. They may even follow up with you after the presentation with further questions, which is a way for you to build a relationship with your audience, a win in itself. Knowledge check. Test your knowledge of new information by answering these questions, and then review the feedback. Question 1. Valve, the video game company that created the Half-Life games and the Steam game distribution platform, famously had over 250 employees, but no managers or bosses at all, as per their 2012 publicly published employee handbook. Which organizational structure would Valve be said to model? Option 1. Matrix structure. While a matrix structure is less traditional than other structures, a matrix structure does still have distinct managing roles. Vertical structure. There's no such thing as a vertical organizational structure.
Horizontal structure. A horizontal or flat organizational structure is one where most employees have the same level of authority, no bosses or managers. That said, analyses of Valve's corporate culture revealed that certain employees were far more influential than others. Option 4, hierarchical. Valve's organizational structure is consciously opposed to a hierarchical structure, which has various clearly defined levels of management, power, and authority. Question 2. Imagine that a witch is creating a PowerPoint smart art chart that is meant to display the steps for creating a potion. The steps involve bringing the cauldron to a boil, keeping it boiling for 2 minutes, then stirring the boiling water for 3 minutes, and finally, while the cauldron is still boiling and while continuing the stirring motion, adding 3 special ingredients, pre-prepared. Which smart art process chart is best suited to this task? Option 1. Increasing arrows process. Since the steps in the process overlap, an increasing arrows process chart would work well for our hypothetical witch. Can you think of real-world examples that would also benefit from this type of chart? Option 2, funnel. Funnel charts are a tempting choice because we are using multiple processes that converge to a single outcome. But funnel charts aren't great for showing tasks in a discrete order. There's a better choice. Option 3, converging text. The converging text chart is best for processes that converge into a single path. This recipe involves steps building off one another in sequence. What other choice might be better suited? Option 4, equation. While recipes may feel like equations, they don't really fit well into the actual equation smart art process charts, which are better for more static representations. Try again. Question 3. The final purchase process chart created in the unit applied a sticky note look for each text box in the chart. The blank group was used to add the paper texture, while the blank group was used to create the distinctive paper fold effect in the bottom right corner. Option 1. Shape styles, shapes. Shape styles can change the fill color for a shape, including adding a textured background, while the shapes group can change the shape itself, from a plain square into one with a folded corner. Option 2, word art styles, shape styles. Word art styles was used to change the look of the text on the sticky notes, not the sticky notes themselves. Shape styles can change the fill, outline, or effect of a shape, but not the basic shape itself. Option 3, arrange shapes. Arrange is used to automatically align a shape or to bring an object forward or backwards in the image stack. However, shapes is the correct choice for the basic folded corner look. Halfway there. Shapes, word art styles. The shapes group doesn't have an option to change the background color or texture for a shape, and word art styles was used to change the look of the text on the sticky notes, but doesn't affect the shape itself. Try again. Conclusion. We're ready to introduce the new language staff to their roles and launch the company. Are you ready to take your organization to the next level? When you are, smart art graphics are a powerful tool for internal communications, an important cog in the machine of a successful company where many people are collaborating together in a fast-paced environment. Together with some dynamic presentation skills, these abilities leave you well-equipped for the adventure ahead.